It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really, the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd.
Oh, good God, we don't have all day.
He's Pavilion Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song?
Yeah.
Oh, no, DJ.
I completely messed up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay.
What is happening?
I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt, dude. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man, somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlon Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed
was here.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little
Tip. Tranked DJ.
Oh, no,
coked up Monty.
Oh,
well played.
No. What do you mean? That was supposed to be Creed.
I don't know who you made from.
Just answering the question, how could this get any worse? It always can.
Slow you down.
Thank you for that. And thank you, America, for listening to us this week. Three candidates this week, 888-787-1310. If you would like your voice heard, America. Let's start with candidate number one. And let's just put this on ticket engineering. And I think I'm going to need Tip Sheet to give me a little bit more of a backstory here, because we had the Invasion broadcasting live from Big 12 Media Day, and they had Brett Yormark. Big name. Would love to hear what the commissioner has to say. Of course, these situations, you're going to have some pre-recorded interviews. You take the guys when you can get them, and you spread them out, and that's the magic of radio. Now, the unmagic is whenever something happens as the recording is playing. What exactly was the technical issue here, Tyler?
So we're 2 minutes in, we're just rolling, and the computer froze. So I'm thinking it's just that computer. So I run over to the other computer to pull the interview back up. We'll start it from there. That computer is also frozen. So clearly there's a bigger issue here that, you know,
something with the network up here of the computers. Whenever something goes wrong, we lose the drops. We lose ability to do stuff. It's a huge pain.
And we realized that we had gotten an email maybe 5-10 minutes earlier that some sort of server reboot was happening. And I guess that was to blame.
Well, it's good timing to do that right in the middle of the day.
Not at night.
So let's hear how the Brett Yormark interview was interrupted.
Morning, by 10-12 hours a day.
By engineering.
Schools that are part of the national conversation year in and year out. And I think you're starting to see that and feel that with our conference. But the parity is great, top to bottom. I think, and I've said it before, last couple of years, I think we're the deepest conference in America. But I do think you're starting.
You are listening to Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark here on the ticket. A little technical difficulty as we spent a few days out at Big 12 Media Days and spoke with the commissioner and several others. We got DJ Lagway, several coaches. It was really good as we try and get our interview with Brett Yormark back up and ready to roll. But I'm getting palms up from our board operator. So if Matt McLaren in there could hear me, you want to jump on air here, Matty? Our interview has dropped out, and we're trying
all
to
right,
get it back.
All right, so there it is. So Brett Yormark is not with us.
Well, I don't know exactly what's happening. We have a little technical difficulties.
We're working on it.
All right.
The interview is being played. But yeah, Big 12 Media Days.
No, I enjoyed our conversation with him, and that was one of the things, because we kind of knew going into it he was not going to talk at all about the Soaresby situation.
Right. I think we got it back.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, let's go back right back to Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12.
But I do think you're starting to identify America. But I do think you're starting to identify America. But I do think you're starting to identify America. But I do think you're
So
okay,
we're getting
so right, we're gonna have a little problem. As you might have figured out, technical issues.
Studio wise.
What a mess. Oh my God. So that's when the computer unfroze. I saw that we could play something and it just was on repeat. What are you gonna do?
It just went into Bob. It's me. And then nothing worse than the producer slow talking, trying to tell you what's going on.
Giving you a little time to adjust and try to figure out whatever. Boy, we had a great time out there in Big 12 Media Day.
DJ Lagway was there.
Which, I sympathize. It's hilarious when it's not you. Whenever it is you, it's the absolute worst.
Look, you guys are more than welcome to pull a page out of the Sweet Spot playbook and play our interview with Kyle Higashioka.
That's our go. That's our
anytime
callback.
Something
they
drops
couldn't
out.
Play.
We couldn't
though.
Play anything.
Good point. Recreate it then.
So we need a new go to.
I play Sean.
All right,
I'll take Kyle.
So we'll put that on engineering for updating the system in the middle of the day whenever live programming is happening. Also, a candidate this week, Matt Ham Birmingham.
No.
Huh. Yes.
There's no way.
He had a pretty good week.
Yeah.
Again, narrowing it down, not easy, but this is how we started the week as we were talking about a get-together that we had as a show, some of our buds, and we were talking pork and beans, which out of context sounds real dumb, but we were flabbergasted that Ham made something called pork and beans, but it was made with ground beef.
Yeah.
So it was short-circuiting us. And then Ham just has a really weird sentence that goes nowhere and just knocks us off track.
Especially if you don't even know what mystery meat's in there. Well, tomorrow it's a sheep. Yeah, we call it chicken.
Yeah, sheep mean.
Did any of the crew venture out and take place in festivities? Also,
conjugate that sentence.
Did you say "and also" at the end?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was waiting for more to come out of your mouth.
It's because I wrote down as an addendum, if anybody wants some pork and beans, I'll bring some tomorrow.
You had to write that down?
What kind of English was that?
I don't know.
You suck. We go so easy on you. You suck as our newsman. I can't take it anymore.
And also...
Don't even know.
He just starts looking at us like we're supposed to start talking. Like,
go on. Your turn.
Idiot.
Your step in this this ballet. Continue, guys.
But so is this where we start talking?
Yeah, give us something. Done? So the sentence was, did any of the crew venture out and take place in festivities also?
Which... the way he said that can make sense. It was the way he was inflecting things that he clearly was starting a new sentence and
but
stopped.
I read ahead and saw that the rest of the sentence was something I just said.
So. Because, he wrote out that he was going to talk about pork and beans and then realized we'd already done that. So he just stopped at the word also and then started looking at us. And we're like, aren't you still talking?
But he also said... take place in festivities. That doesn't make any sense.
Did any of the crew venture out and take place in festivities? Also.
Yeah. Also.
Yeah, no, that part's weird.
So I asked Chad, I said, conjugate this sentence. Did any of the crew venture out and take place in festivities also? It said the original phrase, I'm reading it word for word. The original phrase, take place in festivities, is not idiomatic English. The correct expression is take part in the festivities. It says if you're looking for a more natural way to phrase it, here are a few options. It gives you four options that would have been better than the way that you said it.
Damn. I was having
a long week. I'm sorry I blew up on you.
Yeah, that was a Monday at 6 o'clock.
I don't remember 6:15. any television newscast where they start turning on one of the news guys and calling them a terrible newsman.
Or like the weatherman's wrong. You suck at predicting the weather. You're the worst meteorologist ever. I'd like more of that, actually.
Oh, Ham.
Oh, buddy.
Little Ham.
You were off to such a good start. You were
took the perfect game this week into the top of the first.
And, yeah, one batter in.
Gave up just a rip double off the wall. First batter.
You're the first batter. How is that a grand slam?
All right, candidate number three here, 888-787-1310, E.A. Azzad, as he was filling in some pretty big shoe this week, as he was in Sweet Spot Producer, is that what he was doing? What was he
Correct.
In for? Yeah. Okay, making sure. And we all know and love E.A. for his personality traits, very confident, sometimes confidently wrong. I think we've all been guilty of that. First one here, as we had major questions about the validity or the accuracy of the why today doesn't suck info, EA is sticking to his guns here in part one.
Is this is fine?
This is fine. I realized that I had made the mistakes the last 2 days.
Uh-oh.
And I went to corrections.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
That
oh,
no. I is now correct now, but what? EA found out did the wrong math.
Oh, boy.
The last
third person,
days.
Huh?
Well, I'm just going to read the first four words here. And
oh, boy. Oh, no.
Because you're telling me this is correct, I'm going to say, today is July 7th.
Oh, that part is wrong, too. I was going through.
That's the correct part?
Yeah. No, that part is
That's not
that
correct.
Wrong,
no.
Too.
No.
Okay, we'll start with the correct part.
I'm not sure that's correct.
After.
A little tricky there. And then part two, he doubles down on a misspelling of a name on the sheet.
The great Jeffrey Tambor, who also was a friend of the show.
Hey, now.
Have we 82. Forgiven him of his transgressions?
Well, maybe this is somebody else because it's spelled Tamobor here.
Is Arrested Development so good you can just forget all the bad
man.
Stuff?
Man.
I feel like you're keeping me on my toes, EA.
Only about. Yeah. Which season was the Netflix season? Course.
Like that the like fifth, I
the
think.
The last one.
Yeah. That one's not any good.
It's of
not.
Course.
But that was a
prior to that, it's genius.
Sebastian Manicuso, the comedian, 53. Yeah.
Maniscalco.
Do you think that's how that's spelled?
Manicalco? No, that's incorrect.
Can't you just copy and paste from the internet?
It's like he's rolling barrels at me as I'm trying to get up to Donkey Kong here. I'm just jumping them and trying to get to the ladder real fast.
Actually, I wrote it, spelled it right, Lando, so don't even. I just checked.
Manicalco?
Maniscalco.
You spell it.
It's M-A-N... I-S...
No, that's not how you spelled it. You're already off how you spelled it out here.
Oh, man.
Right?
Quick to blame me, though, right? It's my fault.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you started it with
Unreal.
An X.
Yeah.
That's our guy, though.
It's a tough job trying to copy and paste names off the internet.
Look, y'all just make it look easy.
I guess
that's
so.
What it is. All right, 888-787-1310. Your candidates this week, engineering fail that derails the Brett Yormark interview with the invasion twice, ham with just ham things, just being confusing and figuring things out on the fly.
Also.
And EA dominating some why today doesn't suck. So, caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, very good morning to you.
Hey, Brady Tom.
Yes, yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
You're famous around these parts.
Well, that's very good. I was beginning to start to get worried that Gordon blocked my number.
Oh, that's no good.
No, yeah. No, you're here.
Oh, we're here. Oh, hello, Monty. Hello.
Well,
we're going to vote for the Big 12 Ned Orca.
Okay. Thank you, Brady Tom. Appreciate
Ned Orca.
Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on air, Mike? Yeah.
You sure are.
Hey, it's an honor to be on with the official Pork and Beans show of the Little Ticket.
Thank you.
We are. If anything, we are the Pork and Beans show of the Ticket.
Thank you for knowing that. Well, I want to vote for Ticket Engineering and their interview with Bob Bowlesby. Just so you know. And y'all have a happy gas station bathroom bike nighter. Love you.
Nice.
Thank you very much. It is Brett Yormark. We're naming a lot of different commissioners. There has been a lot of turnover. So
thank you for the Baconator callback.
But thank you. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, boys. It's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey.
The engineering was great, but I don't know why Ham's taking all these strays for, you know, fun dip, and he likes Jesus chicken, so I don't know why he's getting the taking the shorts.
Yeah.
I'm both for Ham.
Thank you.
Oh, we deal him with him a lot more, so trust us, he deserves all of it.
Anyway. Right.
Shall I count that? I'll count that as a
it's ham. A ham vote, yeah.
I'll count that as a ham. All right, 888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Mike Soroy, sore giant, has got to be upset that EA still has a job at the ticket.
Gosh.
All right, I'll give that.
The EA vote.
I'll give that to EA. Caller, you are on the air.
We're counting that as an undervote.
All right. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Is this Closet?
It's Closet. How did you know?
We're big fans here. Thank you for joining us.
Give me Mr. Eat Ass Azad.
It's not what the A stands for. It's Optula something. All right. That is two for EA. I'm going to count that second one as EA.
Yeah. Okay. That's definitely, don't know it's Eat Ass, though.
That's his alias. That's his Duke Silver. 888-787-1310. Caller, who wins the break?
You vote for WoW and vote for EA.
Okay, making a late surge. That is three for EA. Caller, who do you vote for?
Good morning. I'll vote for Dr. Pepper's own Matt Birmingham also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not an official title sponsor, but it is three for EA, two for Ham,
one
two for engineering.
I said one can dream.
Oh, someday. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Hey, DJ, can I talk to Ham real quick?
Absolutely.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, this is Sean from the Ham Fan Club out here in Tarrant County. Love you. Great job this week, and we will vote for you.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. Say hello to the fan club.
Wow, Tarrant County. You got a whole county behind you.
Kind of a contradiction. So we're highlighting a moment he sucked.
That's what you love about him.
All right. 3-3, Ham and EA. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Wiener.
What?
It's, I think it's George's classmate, right? Just saying wiener. Yeah. Undervote.
All right. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Yes, I'd like to take part in voting festivities. Also, Hooter Brown.
All right.
Taking part in the festivities. We love it.
Also.
That is four for Ham. Caller, you could decide this thing. Who do you vote for?
Good morning, not musers. I would like to make it easy on you this morning and place one responsible vote for. One responsible vote for.
Oh no, he's stuck in the loop. Okay. Yeah. All right, that is three now for engineering. We got a real battle here. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins?
Hello, this is Alito and Cruz. I'm hey, Alito. For EA.
Ooh, EA. Okay, hey. It is 4-4-3. Caller, who do you vote for? Caller, who do you vote for?
Yeah. Hello, boys. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, dude.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, well? There we go.
Oh, little troubles here. I'll make this short and sweet. First, I want to congratulate the deep, deep, deep bench of the ticket. You boys are fantastic, and we're very fortunate to have you on these Marconi airwaves.
Thank you, sir.
But I'll get you quite welcome. I will vote for that third dude because the man sounded like compound messed up.
EA? We're talking EA?
Yeah, he's talking EA.
All right. Thank you, sir. That is a winner. And the combo platter, let's just play whichever one you think better, Tyler, as EA is having some problems during Why Did 8 Unsuck.
Is this fine? This is fine. I realized that I had made the mistakes the last 2 days.
Uh-oh.
I went to corrections.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
That
oh,
no. It is now correct now, but what? EA found out did the wrong math.
Oh, boy.
The last
third
two
person,
days.
Huh?
Well, I'm just going to read the first four words here. And
oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Because you're telling me this is correct, I'm going to say, today is July 7th.
Oh, that part is wrong, too. I was going through.
Jesus. That's the correct part?
Yeah. No, that part is.
That's not that correct.
Wrong, no. Too. No.
Okay, we'll start with the correct part.
I'm not sure that's correct.
After.
God bless you, EA.
Unreal.
God bless you. Where are we at?
That is EA's sixth all-time e-break win. He's now only one behind Ham in the all-time standings.
Of course.
Whoa. catching up.
Behind Halloween ham.